What's up everyone, James here and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. When we look out our windows, go for a walk in the woods, we see the vast and vibrant world of nature. Colours we perceive of the green grass or blue waters are photons travelling millions of miles from the sun, hitting these objects and bouncing back into our eyes. Our moods often reflect the colours we see, and being outside, we feel one with nature. It's always been a scientific fact that taking a break from our daily lives and spending some time with the natural world dramatically improves our lives and well-being, so it's only natural for us to feel different when these elements are removed, such as being in homes or large industrial areas. So, as a thought, maybe the same happens with our fish, right? With an industry expected to reach $8.6 billion by 2025, it's safe to say that with it comes a broad demographic of hobbyists, from youngsters to seniors, and with this comes an indescribable amount of aquariums, ranging from fish bowls to giant ponds. Today, we will find our fish in almost any environment we can create. Often, many your entry level or even those who have kept fish for years might just see the tank sitting in the corner as another item within the home and not really take it to the extremes some of us more hardcore hobbyists would take it, and ultimately not utilizing this fantastic opportunity to create a wonderful and tranquil piece of nature within our homes. For me, it's all about bringing that element of nature into the aquarium for ultimately our fish's welfare and benefit. Taking those plastic ornaments out and giving our fish the opportunity to explore living things such as live plants, which could act as a natural hiding spot, home or grazing point for our animals, from the biggest to the smallest creatures. Plants, as many will know, are a natural filter for any aquarium and can help remove excess nutrients within the water or substrate, helping to create a more healthier environment and decreasing the chances of cycle crashes, bacterial blooms, and ammonia spikes, which could ultimately lead to ill health or fatalities for our fish. Plants, like anything in life, have their downsides. Being a living entity, it then requires some level of care or maintenance, ensuring growth and coloration using products like fertilizers, which contain necessary minerals and nutrients for the plants to grow. They do also carry the risk of bringing in unwanted animals to the aquarium, such as fish eggs, fry, or even snails, which many do not enjoy. Many take planted aquariums more seriously with the use of CO2 injection, which needs to be monitored to ensure the levels of CO2 being placed within the water are not too high, as this could lead to fatalities for fish too, due to low levels of oxygen appearing in the tank. Having said that, as mentioned earlier, bringing living elements such as plants have more benefits in my view than the negatives. It also gives us a fantastic colour palette to play with all the reds and the greens to help stimulate the mind, and with this comes the introduction of aquascaping, which many find a helpful way to get creative and replicate a micro landscape which you may find in the wild within their tanks. Regardless of what's being created, it's for the fish. It means the world to them, literally, as it's something they might find in their natural habitats in the wild. On the topic of natural habitats, replicating these environments is another amazing avenue to explore, and equally can be as creative and, in my view, more interesting than your average aquascape, as this is where we really get down to taking items and elements found in the actual rivers within the wild and using those products and attempt to recreate some aspects of this. Many freshwater fish, regardless of the location, come from a habitat full of flowing murky water caused by the river currents and other elements breaking down items such as dead tree roots, decaying leaves, cones, pods, the list goes on. And thankfully today we are in a position where these items are available within the aquarium hobby to use. Or, once you feel more comfortable, some, including myself, take a walk into the woods and see what items we can forage from these environments to try within aquariums, helping to recreate that beautiful, rich orange or brown teeth-stained colour within the aquarium. The murky water benefits the fish by reducing line of sight and visibility, which is helpful for fish to avoid being spotted by predators. This additionally makes them more comfortable and can help feel less timid by humans. Using low lights also helps with this, as again, many rivers are often overcast by trees, leaves, or above the surface of the water. With the use of botanicals, care as a hobbyist needs to be taken with any items added to a fish tank that they have been boiled and sterilized in the most effective way possible. These products would often be put into a saucepan, which helps kill any unwanted pests or bacteria, and the water can then be drained and the items added to the fish tank. Items such as leaves and pods are a great hiding spot, like plants, for small fish, fry and shrimp to stay safe from predators. The advantages to botanicals is that they can be used as a natural food source or help create natural funguses called biofilm, in which many fish love to eat or even breed within. Fish find these items in the wild, so remember, this often comes with it the increase in natural behaviors, giving us the opportunity to maybe see how these animals interact and live within the wild. The great thing about plants and botanicals is that both are found in the wild, so you're really honing in on that natural element for your fish. As many often do in marine fish keeping, is to replicate a reef environment, with many of the tropical saltwater fish we keep can be found in. Again, introducing natural elements such as rocks, macroalgae, corals and anemones help create that habitat, which brings out some of those natural behaviors. For those that keep saltwater tanks and own clownfish, they tend to bring in sea anemones for the clowns and watch that symbiotic relationship unfold and how they interact as they would work together to live and survive. We can also observe that, again, replicating nature and not putting synthetic items or ornaments helps give our tanks that natural feel, which ultimately benefits the fish and ourselves by taking a tiny snapshot of nature and placing it in our homes. I've seen some take a diverse view of marine and try different ecosystems like rock pools, which is amazing to see. A tank full of starfish, anemones and crabs. Wouldn't it be cool to explore other areas of this hobby? There are hundreds of ecological environments within the ocean. I'm sure we've only barely touched the surface. How cool would it be to have the opportunity to keep fish from the deep ocean and have a blacked out aquarium and observe animals which glow? I know that's way off hobby level, especially the info on many fish from the deep still being discovered today, but it really makes you think what could be explored if we put our minds to it. Imagine seeing aquariums full of freezing cold water and replicated environments found under the ice. I feel like my mind is going to explode with these thoughts sometimes, and I know none can ever come to fruition, but for me, that's what I want to see more of, that desire to push the hobby forward in with new and exciting ideas. As I walk through the woods, I see an ecosystem full to the brim and teeming with life, even if I can't see it. If you swim the ocean or river, the same can be said. We find moss, leaves, algae, twigs, the list goes on. To observe these items in nature should press the question, if it's here, then why not in my fish tank? When I look at my aquariums, I'd like to hope that although it's not a natural habitat, it's an artificial home, I look at it as more than just a glass box. It's an entire ecosystem full of life and purpose, just like the earth. And with that, then comes for me, personally, the satisfaction and appreciation for what I have. And I know that in my mind, I'm caring for my animals in the best possible way I can, with, let's face it, what I can ultimately afford. It's not perfect, to some, not the right way, but it's good enough for me, and that's what it's all about. Bringing nature into our homes by embracing the natural elements of our planet to give our fishes and other aquatic creatures, no matter how small, the best life I can. As I mentioned before, they are probably best in the wild, but for me, the joy they give it then becomes my duty to care for them in the way they deserve. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Next week's episode will be the season finale, so make sure you stay tuned for it, and I'll see you very soon. If you enjoyed this episode, why not head over to my YouTube channel for more aquarium goodness, or head over to my social media platforms if you want to follow along or talk about your experiences within the hobby. I'd love to hear your thoughts. All the links are in the episode notes to this podcast. And until next time, you stay safe.